This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is another edition of America Tonight. How you doing, America? Boy, some interesting stories today. And a shout-out to somebody who's been able to make it and make it and make it and make it and make it in the radio world. I was reading today that Rush, in fact, is now in his 28th year in syndication. Can you believe that? Radio is a tough game, and, man, hats off to anybody who can skin the cat, and he certainly has been able to do that. It's funny, his background's interesting. I met a guy one time who actually kind of gave him the leg up when he was in Sacramento, and he was telling me that the early days of Rush, how interesting it was because he was using a lot of sound and doing things people weren't doing and was starting to get a lot of attention. Then the next thing you know, boom, he was syndicated. 28 years. Time absolutely flies. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to do some odds and ends, obviously take you on the campaign trail. Tropical Storm Earl is forming in the Caribbean, and it could have an impact, a huge impact on what's happening with oil. In our next hour, we talk to an expert in that department, seeing where oil is a barrel, and he was concerned about this tropical storm. It's a warning now for most of the Honduran coast. It's got winds of 60 miles an hour, and some strength is gathering. They think Wednesday and Thursday could be at near hurricane strength when it hits Belize and the Yucatan Peninsula. So it is worrisome, because where is that center going to end up, especially if it turns into a full-fledged hurricane? However, there is little chance that the storm is going to directly impact the U.S. But where is it going to go as far as oil rigs, all that stuff? Where is that storm going to end up? And these are just projections, which can change. That's why you get those constant updates from the weather service when you're trying to forecast. But picking up speed, right conditions, it can be absolutely ridiculous. What's interesting as we jump on the campaign trail is Donald Trump and what Donald Trump has said to today. You know, a lot is happening as far as the Khan family is concerned, and people are attacking Trump for what he's had to say, and Trump himself is refusing to endorse Paul Ryan and John McCain in Republican primary races later this month. Ryan is facing an underdog, but it's a little bit different with McCain. He has even a tougher challenge. Ryan and Trump, of course, have disagreed on some issues, but because he was slow in endorsing Trump, Trump isn't jumping into the game and endorsing him. So at this point, and especially with John McCain, he's definitely not endorsing John McCain either. And, you know, that's kind of the status quo, is tit for tat. You want my endorsement, you got to endorse me, especially if I'm in the middle of a very tough, tough race. However, I think the toughest one would be more for McCain than it would be for Ryan. I mentioned on our previous show that coming up this Friday, we have the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. Wow, hard to believe, isn't it? Already, it seems like we were just talking about it, and then all of a sudden it's here. So we'll have our medal count coming up next week. How many golds, how many bronze, how many silvers. I'll figure out the exact time, and you can take part in this by sending us an email or calling us on how many golds, silvers, and bronze medals you think the U.S. will win this time around. As compared to, we don't even, well, we'll compare it, but as compared to what they've won in the past in many of the sports that we're talking about, the U.S. is looking really, really good. To me, one of the bigger stories is Michael Phelps and how he'll fare in the pool. When you think about Phelps and the kind of legendary performer he's been, he's the most decorated Olympian of all time. He has 22 medals and 3 Olympic Games, which is just absolutely amazing. Think of his 200-meter butterfly and just beautiful, beautiful strokes. And this is a big moment for him because there's a chance to add more to the pile. I honestly say it's no harm, no foul. Because if he adds more to the count, the lure just gets even bigger. If he doesn't, he's medaled in 3 Olympics. I find it hard to believe that he'll walk away not medaling in anything, though. I don't think so. So what's interesting is Under Armour has added something to his collection. He's got these training shoes that he's, these 3D printed shoes, I guess we'll call them, 3D printed shoes that are going to be worn by Michael Phelps. The shoe construction is the 3D printed midsole technology they've been talking about. They unveiled it earlier in the year and people went nuts over it. So he's another one that you can add to the totals of people who believe in Under Armour. But the footwear business is so huge. So for the first 6 months of 2016, sales of footwear soared 61%. And how much that business is? $507 million. Wow. That is crazy. What's so interesting about the Michael Phelps thing is he doesn't spend much time wearing sneakers in the pool. Even his feet are completely bare when you're standing around waiting to get on the blocks. I mean, really, swimming isn't known for that, excluding wearing some kind of fins if you're training. But I guarantee the shoes will sell. Especially if he has a crazy, wild Olympics, you know, where he medals a whole bunch, knocks off some younger guys, which, of course, is the name of the game, and he's done that before. When he was the youngest, he knocked off the old guys. When he was older, he knocked off the young guys. And now I think he's at that point where, okay, he's 31, and there still is that possibility of what he'll be able to do. I don't think, like I said, I don't think he walks away without a medal. It's a question of how many, though. I'm going to say at least one, maybe a couple. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to dive into the mailbag, plus fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo with Nathan Reeder. Hang through.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We certainly will dip back into the campaign trail and on that road, I suppose. I mentioned briefly what was happening with Donald Trump and the fact that Ryan and McCain are not getting endorsements from him. But, you know, ultimately, what is driving the Republican machine and the Democratic machine in the next couple of months has to be this presidential election. We have the three presidential debates. Can't wait for the first one, end of September. We'll see where that goes. I think it's going to be intriguing. I can think of about six different things to look for in that debate. Whether Donald Trump goes full throttle after Hillary Clinton hangs back a bit because it's like, eh. Or another thing to look for is how Hillary responds to Donald, because the things they're saying out there themselves are one thing when they have the microphone and they're at a rally. But what they say while they're debating issues on a stage is a lot different. And I think it'll get nasty. I don't think it's going to be like the old days between them. I don't know how you go back to that if you're quoted all over the place saying X, Y, Z. I don't see it. I mentioned the Olympics. And, you know, with the Olympics, I was looking at some of the photos of the sewage and some of the problems. And I was reading a story where there was a quote from the executive producer of the NBC's Olympic coverage, Jim Bell, his name is, and he said he hopes the issues will subside as the games progress. But Bob Costas is saying that some of the problems will have to be addressed on air, like the effect of pollution on athletes and those who have to swim in open water, because they have to talk about the condition of the water. The best athletes who have to swim on open water have been told to keep their mouth closed. Are you kidding me? That's not so easy to do when you're a professional swimmer. I mean, this is what they do. So Rio has the biggest set of problems or potential problems that they've seen in a very, very long time. Whether it's sewage, whether it's Zika, whether it's murders, whatever it is, there is just so much that the people on air have to deal with. It's, and behind the scenes, it's just crazy. You know, absolutely crazy. Along the same lines of what is happening at the Olympics and the polls and where Hillary Clinton stands in the polls right now and how much of a difference that's going to make down the stretch. I'll say it again. I've said it now so many times, but it's worth repeating. To me, what's really, really big more than anything else is what happens on the stage in those debates. If one person, remember when Obama was debating Mitt Romney, and one debate, I think it was the first debate, was not a great debate for Barack Obama, and then there was actually a lot of conversation about how well Mitt Romney performed. I can remember we'd taken the show to Ireland, and I can remember people in Ireland asking me about that, asking me about, wow, what happened to Obama, and what about his performance, and all of that. And, of course, he came back in the next debate, but that debate bounced Mitt Romney up a bit. So, in this case, an even bigger bounce possible if Clinton should nail this or if Trump nails it. I mean, I don't know. It's like boxing. Is it going to be a draw? It just doesn't feel like a draw kind of debate. All three of them don't. It feels like a all-out debate. Like holding nothing back. No way, no how. That's what it feels like to me. Might be different for you. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, always when we're cruising along, you know that you are welcome to do that. And we certainly have had big response in the last week or so when it comes to the mailbag. And trust me, we'll go to the mailbag in our next segment. But I know you. You're out there. You're stewing. You're thinking about it. You're listening to what's being said. You're listening to what Trump's saying. You're listening to what the Democrats are doing and what they're saying. And he's just a quote machine, Trump. And he's smart because he uses Twitter. He knows that people are looking at Twitter constantly. And what he said, well, there's like 5 quotes a minute I could tell you about, but one of the things he said when he was out speaking, some of the crowds have been really large. Donald Trump, trying to reassure a distressed mother with a crying baby, said Tuesday he loves hearing babies cry at his rallies and told her not to worry, only to change his mind a moment later and say, I love babies, I hear that baby crying, I like it, and then say, get that baby out of here. Get that baby out of here. He said, actually, I was only kidding. You get the baby out of here. And he said, I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay. People don't understand. That's okay. I don't know. Like church, when you turn around and somebody's got a baby and the baby is just wailing. And I guess the kid in question was kind of wailing. So there were tweets about this all over the place. And the tweets said, first Trump attacked the hotel Roanoke, then a Gold Star VA family. Today he kicked a baby out of a Virginia rally. Virginia is not for haters. So his one-liners and what's being said on Twitter, while it plays well in so many areas, it's not playing well with the people that are right front and center with him all the time. I think he just figures, let's just move a step ahead. He's impatient, right? Let's just move a step ahead and let's take this vote and let's get out of here and get out of this and not have to dive further in. To me, that's what it feels like with Trump. Because he's not afraid to court controversy, and that can go one way or the other. That can be a positive, or it can bust you out in the wrong direction. Personally, I think any coverage is good coverage, so I'm going to say positive. But there are definitely eye-raising moments on the road to becoming president. I mean, there just are. And why is that? Because we live in a social media era, and he really, Donald Trump, really utilizes it. So while he may take some negativity, overwhelmingly, there's a lot of positive that pulls from what Trump is saying. But you know the old saying, so goes Ohio, there goes XYZ person, fill in the blank. It's almost like there has to be a backup plan for more than the president with a vice president. There has to be some other position. Hey, coming up, lots of reaction. 855-266-283. But we're hitting the mailbag next.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Bukes recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Going in a couple of different directions, telling you what's happened on the campaign trail, some of the frustrations. I think the most interesting thing is that we're headed toward, in a month and a half, to seeing the candidates actually debate each other. To me, that's the biggest period thing happening. Opening games for the Olympics, interesting because of what they're battling, the money they've pumped into it, and some people questioning, oh, shouldn't they have canceled the games? I don't think so. Can't cancel the games. They're already scheduled. And whether it's disastrous in some ways for Rio or not, the show must go on. And I think in the end, it'll be better than most people are predicting. I have some friends that are there covering the Olympics, and we'll talk to them throughout the next couple of weeks, and they say, yeah, there's bad traffic and things they're encountering, but the whole Zika thing, they're kind of pushing off to the side and saying that that's more in the favelas, the super, super poor areas. But you never know. We'll see what happens in the next really 3+ weeks. The opening ceremonies, which are always very cool and set the tone happen on Friday, opening ceremonies for the Olympics. So, you know, there you go. It is your turn, my friends, because I have an avalanche of mail. I say this all the time, but it's so true, and I think this is the most mail I've gotten in a very, very long time, so I don't want to eat up any more time. Let's jump to you, you, and you as we hit the mail back.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah, we got mail. This one from Pat. Kate, I got to say, I like the show. I like what you do with the show. I like the fact that you interview a lot of different kinds of people, not the same old. Keep it up, girl. Eventually, you know what happens. The little train becomes a serious locomotive, and I think you're going down the track in the right direction. You obviously have some great people around you, and I enjoy listening. All right, thanks for that, Pat. Every once in a while, we'll throw in some of the nice notes we get from people. This one is from Jacob. Kate, do you know about this tropical storm in the Caribbean? They're saying it could turn into a hurricane, could be the first one of the season. What have you heard? Yeah, tropical storm Earl. And I was just mentioning that they're saying it's about 60-mile-an-hour winds right now. They think it's going to pick up on Wednesday and Thursday. Where the warnings are south of Belize, the Guatemala border. There is a big concern there. And heavy rain and winds smashing into Jamaica, the Cayman Islands. You know, they're saying about 4 inches of rain. The concern more than that would be hurricane. But they say the chance of the storm smashing into the U.S. is not very great. Conditions can change. That's why you just got to pay attention to the weather. That's why the National Weather Service is so valuable to all of us when we're looking at what's happening with the tropical storm, for example. Okay, how about this? This one is from Jeb. Boy, when I hear the name Jeb, I'm sorry, I just think Jeb Bush. Jeb, listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kate, wow. Did you happen to see that an NBA player was offered over $100,000 in a porn deal? I saw this headline somewhere, so I dug a little bit further, and I thought you would have heard of him because he's a famous player, Draymond Green. Yeah, he was, somebody told me about this the other day, Drayzilla for $100K, that's what they were offering him, and that's exactly what it was. I mean, it was a porn thing. TMZ reported it. They said they sent him a letter, said he would be paid that to star in that film. And the guy who wanted to do the film said, you call the shots, you pick your co-stars and set up the scenes however you want. But here's why that happened. When I first saw the story, I thought, why? I mean, they could send this to any athlete. Why Draymond Green? Here's what the deal is. He accidentally posted a photo of his package on a thing called Snapchat. He initially said on social media that his account had been hacked before apologizing at a Team USA practice just a couple of days ago for making a mistake. It was supposed to be a private message, he says. I kind of hit the wrong button. It was meant to be private. We're all one click away from placing something in the wrong place. And I suffered that this morning. Ooh. He would never do anything like that, especially for $100,000. But I just think it's hilarious that happened. He's right. He accidentally hits this button, and then this becomes a big deal. Of course, Snapchat, in case you don't know, is different from some other forms of social media because it disappears. Boom. It's out there, and then it disappears. So people have to get to it pretty quickly. That's the good news for him. It wasn't on Twitter. It wasn't on Facebook, which, again, you could take those things down, but you might not know it till people start calling you and saying, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't understand. This one is from Lauren. Kate, Do you realize that we are already into August? I cannot believe how fast time flies. I've heard you say that expression on the air, and we all know it intellectually, but boy, it is really the truth. It does fly. The thing that's interesting is some people, I'm probably one of these people, I don't know why I'm veering in this direction, but you're all listening to me, right? Wake up. You have one eye open. I'm not talking about UFOs right now. I'm not knocking the guy who's done that so well. I'm stepping off the campaign trail for a minute. When we think about time, you know, I know a lot of people swear by their watches, wear their watches, look at their watches. I don't do that. I say there's something about not really always knowing the exact time that's almost comforting. Do I need to see every second of every minute of every hour that is slipping away before my eyes? And the answer is no, and definitely no. And there are other people that don't wear watches, but they have iPhones. We all have iPhones or phones that tell time, whatever phone it is. So do we really need to have a watch on top of that? And then there are other people that just feel naked without knowing the time. They're late constantly or early or whatever it is, but they're watching the time. They're looking. They're trying to figure out what they can squeeze in or whatever it, you know, it might be. Okay, this one from Brody. Kate, I was wondering if you think Hillary Clinton is going to beat Donald Trump in this upcoming election. Well, that's a loaded deck. And the reason it is because right now, today, if the election were being held, I honestly think it's too close. I do think it could be a coin flip. Trump has some momentum. She has some momentum. There are different ways to look at it, and I think the one way to look at it is based on the polls, based on what we've seen from both of them. I think at this point, right now, just too close. That's why I wonder if we're going to have a significant turnout when people go to vote, and boy, I certainly hope that we see that. I mean, I do. Nothing would make me happier than to see an avalanche of people and that number increase that actually go and vote, because I think you really can make a difference. The first one was such a hit. I got this one from Sarah, who says, Kay, did you see The Secret Life of Pets? It was funny. I took my kids, who are young, to see it. They laughed and giggled all the way through. I think it's the most they've paid attention. One is 7, one is 4. And I just was wondering if you saw it. I didn't see it, but I heard it's funny. And already they're talking about Secret Life of Pets Part 2. So it's raked in almost $300 million since it debuted on July 8th. 103 internationally. It hasn't even hit like China, where movies explode in China. So that is very alluring to the studio. Now that The Secret Life of Pets is out, and they've got Louis C.K. and Kevin Hart and Jenny Slate, they're saying they're all going to return. All of them. And that's smart, because that's the voices people recognize, so that's part of the whole deal. All right, let's move on and take one more. This one is from Stephen. Kate, I live in Florida. I live in Tampa. It's miserable because we always feel like we have the woulda, coulda, shoulda team, and we do. We need the team of can, and will. To me, there is something about that. We can't constantly say it's a small market team. Keep your fingers crossed. I hope they win the Super Bowl. All right, tell me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. You
like to thank you for your support.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well. One of my favorite segments is coming up around the bend. We invite Nathan Reeder to join us, and we're going to do that and go through some of the interesting stories in front of us and get his take. So it's time for another version of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo. All right, Nathan, how are you?
That was one of my more preferred methods of pronunciation. Bingo.
It is Thank a you. Bingo. It is. It is. How about this? I read a great story today, kind of a Good Samaritan thing. A guy named Brent Soren watched a car veer off the road and flip over. So a stranger pulled over to help, and then another stranger pulled over, and another stranger. Before you knew it, you had all these strangers that had pulled up to help, and they flipped the car over and saved the person inside.
That's awesome.
I think it's awesome, too. It's a good one. It's a bingo. Yay. Hooray.
Agreed. Where was that, you said?
This was in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice people. Yeah, that's nice. People, instead of just driving by, it kind of brings up that question of, you know, do we, when you see something, do you stop and try to help? Do you drive by? Do you drive call 911? What do? Do you choose to just ignore it? Oh, I'm too busy. I'm not getting involved. Hopefully more people have that Samaritan spirit and in some way reach out.
Agreed.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's a quick, difficult decision for some people making their daily rounds.
Yes.
Paying attention to what's going on around them.
I agree. You're going to love this story. This is just crazy cockamamie. Gymnast superstar Kohei Uchimura of Japan made a big error. Started playing this game called Pokemon Go. And it looks like the phone bill is going to be almost $5,000. $5,000 for doing the Pokemon Go on his phone in Rio de Janeiro. So he downloaded the game, he played it in his spare time, unaware he's racking up an enormous sum in roaming charges. Mm-hmm. And if you translate the yen, it is almost exactly $5,000. So yeah. His bill would have been higher if he had to stop for meals and then eventually checked it, or it would have been higher if someone didn't say, you dummy, you're getting roaming charges. Oh.
Yep.
What do you say to that, bingo?
I say another bingo.
Yeah, it's
bingo. You've got to learn the hard way to pay attention to your data usage. Yes, pay attention to your data usage. Pay attention to what applications are using your location function. Pay attention to when your bill is due.
Yeah, I like that. Pay attention when your bill is due. And you know what? It's easy to, actually, since we're on this for a quick second, it's easy to let that slide. Because you put it in a pile somewhere, the days meld together. It's not always, you know, a nefarious reason why you haven't paid it.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens. That happens a lot.
Oh yeah,
more than people would think.
I've lost coverage on things because of that.
Oh, me too. Me too. And because I'm so swamped, I'm not even thinking. And then that happens. And how? What can you say and explain to anyone? But it just happens. You have to really focus and just kind of be nice to be organized. Have a folder where this is due, that's due, and you've got it.
Yeah.
Not going to happen in my lifetime. I don't think so. I've tried, and then I can't find it. Wait a second. Where was that important folder I had? I'm not so sure. I can't remember where it is now. All right, here's one that you'll enjoy, I think. There is this, because of these major biodefense laboratories, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced on Tuesday they've hired a new top official to oversee regulation of U.S. research and pathogens like anthrax, Ebola, plague is another one. So Samuel Edwin is going to become the director of the CDC's Division of Select Agents and Toxins. And he spent 30 years in that biomedical research field related, you know, to this deal. And so the idea is that you'll know about your safety first before you start saving everything in your life. And USA Today's network investigation they did revealed that the CDC's inspectors had allowed labs to keep experimenting with potential bioterror pathogens after repeatedly failing to meet key safety requirements or inspections. Ugh. What do you say?
Oh, mutations, mutations, mutations. Ever see or read or see the first 12 monkey? 12
monkeys? Yes. Yes, I did. And that was kind of freaky. Kind of good. I mean, good. I thought it was good, though.
Yeah.
But shows you.
Yep, it's a dangerous thing.
Absolutely. It is a dangerous thing. Speaking of dangerous, because I have friends that live in California, Nathan, I got an email from one just this night where five people died after a bus was sliced by a pole in California. Wow, it wasn't, I saw the pole and it wasn't that giant of a pole, but it obviously hit its mark.
What a mean pole. What is it doing?
No, I mean, in the way, where they missed, and this was in the Central Valley, the bus swerved and crashed into the sign pole along the car in half. It just split it right in half. So they were carrying 30 people. It was a charter, and it was north on Highway 99. It's awful. It happened 3:30 in the afternoon. The bus was going to Mexico, stopped in Los Angeles on Monday night, and was traveling to Sacramento on Tuesday. Final destination was Washington State. Sad. I mean, I don't even know if we have a category for that.
Yeah, we do. It's called the human condition of travel, and it is sad. Travel and metal.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe pushing it, who knows, they're still investigating as to what happened. But I've said this before, you get on a tour, you think life is great, and then you come to find out that the person driving's taken too many routes that day, or for whatever reason they're not into it, and that's not good. Because you are just the passenger, you have no real super control.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that. There is. But, you know, there are accidents that happen when people are very cognizant and doing their job correctly, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree, absolutely. Michelle Obama decided to buck the odds, and guess what she did? She wore white at a state dinner. And I saw the dress. She actually looked pretty good in it. Who cares? Wear whatever you want to wear, is what I say.
Yeah, I don't even know why you brought this up. I don't either. Understand.
I'm disappointed because it's so rare. They made such a big deal about it. It's usually a black tie deal, and it's Prime Minister of Singapore is going to be there.
To me, white is just as formal.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Lady Gaga
white
wears
is even
white.
More formal because, man, you better be trusting your manners on how to get food exactly on that thing. And that's, talk about social niceties. Wow.
No kidding. I mean, and dropping something would be disastrous, though. You're absolutely right. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Nathan, thank you so much.
Woo!
Enjoy the tunage.
It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song. Sing along. The happy, joy, joy, happy, 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 happy, joy, joy, joy. I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck egg. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars! Little critters of nature. I don't know they're ugly. That's very funny. Fly bearing a bumblebee. I told you, shoot!
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's